Sickandtired.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Whatever you're struggling with tonight, we want to talk about it. So if it's heart disease, whatever it is, you're dealing with cholesterol issues, asthma, you're talking about any type of neurotransmitter deficiencies like anxiety or depression, call me here on the show and we can get into it and break it down and come up with some solutions for you. That's what we're all about here. We're going to kick it off with Adam. Hi, Adam. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I've been dealing with a few issues. I've been dealing with asthma since I was born and was hospitalized many times with that. But in my late teens, early 20s, I started dealing with psoriasis also.
Okay.
And quite a few joint problems, TMJ disorder, herniated disc in my back and neck. And so I was, when I was diagnosed with psoriasis in my early 20s, they put me on prednisone, and asthma, psoriasis, joint pain, everything went away, but I didn't see myself living on that for the rest of my life. So I went off of it, and I've been dealing with it again. So any advice you have or counsel, I'd appreciate it.
Well, okay, so do you want me to focus on all that, or do you want me to hit one at a time?
Let's hit one at a time.
Okay. All right, so asthma, let's break that down for just a second. Now, asthma typically is triggered by a couple of things. It's triggered by what's going on, more than food allergies than anything. Stress can trigger it, and there can be some genetic involvement. But more than anything, it's what you're putting inside your body every single day that can be causing any type of asthmatic reactions. So that's the first thing we want to tackle. So if you're eating anything with dairy in it, anything with gluten in it, which would be most grains, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, if you're eating any of those kind of foods, you need to eliminate both of them for about 8 to 10 weeks. Okay? That's the first thing. Add in cod liver oil because it helps lower inflammation in the body and it increases our omega-3 fats, which helps every aspect of our body when you're dealing with pretty much any type of condition. So it's pretty much the ace in the hole. Now, it also, you were talking about psoriasis, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, when you get rid of the grains and the dairy, that it's kind of a double whammy. A lot of times you will see psoriasis along with asthma. You'll see those two go hand in hand because the same root challenges or root causes in the body cause both of those conditions. So the psoriasis is due to a fatty acid deficiency. So we covered that with the cod liver oil. And it's also due to eating the wrong kind of foods and having food allergies, especially with the gluten that's in the wheat, is what it really will trigger the psoriasis, and the zinc deficiency is what causes that as well. So you increase your zinc, and that will help take care of the psoriasis. So all those things kind of play hand-in-hand together. And do you want to talk about the disc issue as far as your back?
Well, is there a way to build up my joints so that I'm not having so much joint pain?
Well, see, the funny thing is the things that you're eating, as far as I was talking about the cow's milk dairy and the wheat products, all of that is tied in together because inflammation into the joints, inflammation all throughout the body, that's the stem point for that. Now, there are three sides to the health triangle that we talk about in natural medicine. So you've got the mental side. You've got the mental side, that's your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind, right? Then you've got the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves, chemical side, all your body physiology, how the heart pumps blood, how the lungs function, kidneys, liver, all of that. Well, in your condition, you got a lot of the chemical side going on. That's why we need to make some changes in your body chemistry. But the structural side is being affected as just coming off these products is going to help the joint pain. You actually need to have someone probably take a look at that and start working on that. So when I say that, there's a doctor of osteopathic medicine, that's a DO. They're well equipped to work on the structural part, or a DC, you're going to see some huge results. I mean, big time. And that'll set you up. And I just want to hear about it. Call and let me know how things are going on that, Adam. Okay? Thanks for the call. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, then we can lifestyle our way out and get well. But we all have to make the changes in our life. Radical changes equal radical results with our health. Julian from Nashville, Tennessee, she writes, I've recently been struggling with hypothyroidism. I really don't know what to do. The doctor wants to put me on medication, and I'm not sure about it, she says. So what should I do? Well, here's the deal, Julian. The medication for your thyroid is not a bad thing. It's probably going to put you on Synthroid, or she might going to put you on Synthroid or Levothyroxine, either one. And for the short term, it's not that bad of a deal, depending on your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, on the blood test, depending on what that number was. Again, the higher the number on the TSH, the slower the thyroid functions. It's an inverse relationship. So if you had a real low number, like 0.75, that would mean your thyroid's running really, really fast. But with hypothyroidism, slow thyroid, it's going to be a higher number, like 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. And when you get those numbers, you have to think there's a reason that your thyroid stopped working or started slowing down. You have to think about that. What would cause it? Well, there's a couple of factors that can cause it. One would be not enough organic iodine in the body. See, the thyroid gland functions on iodine. And if we don't put enough iodine in the body, and we don't really get it, by the way, we don't have a lot of iodine in our food supply. And because we don't have a lot of iodine, we have to take it from somewhere. We have a little bit in our salt, but in the 1950s, they took out iodine in our food supply and replaced it with bromide, which is a halogen, which actually blocks the receptor sites on the thyroid for any kind of iodine even getting there. So that in itself is a real challenge for all of us. And we need to, everybody needs to take a small amount of iodine if you're having issues with your thyroid. And the way to check and see if your body needs it, you can do what's called the iodine patch test, which is where you put a drop of iodine on the skin. If it disappears within 3 hours, then you know you need some iodine. Women need 450 micrograms a day of iodine, and men need about 150 micrograms a day. The other test is you can do the axillary temperature test, where you take a thermometer, put it underneath your armpit, skin on skin, first thing in the morning. So put it on your little nightstand and put it underneath your arm, skin on skin, and check the reading. You want to do it 5 days in a row. If you see that your body temperature, first thing in the morning before you pee, is below 97.6, then you know you have an issue with the thyroid, but it also could be due to a lack of organic iodine. Very, very important for hypothyroidism. The other couple things you can do to start regulating that thyroid, tyrosine is an amino acid that works very well as looking at L-taurine and coconut oil. Believe it or not, coconut oil is amazing for stimulating thyroid function and making it work better. It's the best oil to cook with. It doesn't break down into a trans fat, so it works really, really well in cooking. But even 2 to 3 tablespoons a day, remember, fat doesn't make you fat. It actually is good for you. So 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of the coconut oil, organic of course, is very beneficial for helping with thyroid function. And don't forget to stay away from the cruciferous vegetables. Yes, that means salads and also Brussels sprouts. And don't forget, you got to always stay away from broccoli and cauliflower and strawberries. All of those foods actually slow the thyroid down and will make your condition worse, Julian. Thanks for that email. 888-283-7272. Phone lines are open. Call us. Let's talk about your health, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 29, 2013. Gold opened up at $1,662.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,704.32, a half ounce for $852.16, or a quarter ounce for $426.08. Again, that's $1,704.32, $852.16, and $426.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Also, don't forget our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that you can find that believe in this lifestyle nutrition-based care that we talk about. And also, really important, understand that we've got a really cool community that we've put together called our Lifestyle Community. You can check that out on the website as well. All kinds of great information. You get discounts on all the nutritional products. Of course, we're going to have videos that are posted regularly. So it's an accountability group to help you go to the next level with your health and your life. All that is at the website. And our new app that's coming out, be able to track fitness tips and also meal planning, help you follow the anti-inflammatory diet, the whole nine yards. Looking forward to having that out for you very, very soon. Let's go to the phone lines and go to Stacy right now. Hi, Stacy.
Yes?
How can I help?
Okay. So my question is this. I'm 24 years old. I have been to a walk-in clinic doctor. I don't have a regular physician. I went to go see him for a lot of bruising. Over the past year, I've lost 70 pounds, not trying. I've had two children. I've had a hysterectomy about a year ago. And my white blood count was really high. Well, they wanted to refer me to an oncologist. The oncologist that they referred me to, my insurance is calling it pre-existing.
Okay.
So I haven't been to see him. Well, a few weeks ago, I woke up one morning and could not walk at all. My husband picked me up and rushed me to the emergency room. Turns out that I had a severe colon infection.
Okay.
Well, I'm still bruising really bad. I'm having a really hard time using the bathroom. When I go to use the bathroom, I just scream and I feel like I'm ripping and there's lots of blood and I'm still bruising. Right now I have a severe bruise on my leg, for no reason. And so I'm just trying to call to get some advice on what to do.
Well, did you go to, I know you went to the ER, but did you go to your family doctor? Did you follow up with them?
I don't have a family doctor. And so okay. That's the problem. I've looked into a family doctor. I've had some people tell me to go to a family doctor. Some people tell me to go to a internist, I guess.
Internal medicine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need to go, for sure, without a doubt. Now, there's a lot of it can be linked to your diet. A lot of times that's the case with something like this. So just so you know, that could be a major piece of it. But are your eating habits good?
Well, I don't have much of an appetite at all. I just don't hardly eat because I don't have the desire to eat. And I work full time. So I'm very busy. I'm very active. I do a mommy and me class and gymnastics with my daughter.
What's your height and weight?
I am 5'4" and I weigh 118 now. I went from almost 190 to 118.
Okay, I got it. So that's where you are now. Okay. And so The peak of this, how long did it take? Did it come on all of a sudden or did it build slightly?
It came on all of a sudden, more rapidly over about the past 3 months.
Okay, yeah, I would go and just see, yeah, and a good family doctor. If you don't have one, talk to your family members, someone you know, and go see one just because, you know, let them do the tests that they need to just to see. It probably has, you know, obviously they'll... The ER cleared you, right? They said everything was okay?
Well, they said that I was fine. I just had a really bad colon infection and that my white blood count was really high and I needed to go see someone else.
Okay, which you did. Right. Okay. What you need to. So I would do that. I would go and I would see a doctor, let them run some additional tests. It would be the smart thing to do because if they're... if you did have an infection, that needs to get treated for sure. And then someone needs to follow up with it to figure out exactly what it is. Because we can sit here and kick it around, but unless there's a complete understanding of what it is or what is going on, I mean, there are dietary things you could start talking about. But I don't think it's worth really discussing until you've gone over and talked with them. Because it's you need to know what's going on before you make any moves, if that makes sense.
Right.
I mean, you just are eating healthier and add more fiber to your diet. But, I mean, if there's something going on within the colon that you don't need to add fiber for, right, then you're going to be working against yourself. So that's the smarter move. I mean, tomorrow, like I would just go find someone and go in and have a conversation with them and let them do their history and look over some of the notes from the ER, and then they'll be able to come up with a good game plan. Now, after you find out what it is, if you want to call me back, we'll be glad to talk about it. You know, to come up with some ideas and kick some things around, and we can look at things from more of a kind of a lifestyle perspective. But, I mean, that's the smartest thing for you to do right now would be to follow up. It just needs to happen. So just find someone that, you know, like I said, family member, someone you like that's you're close with, and they've had a good experience with the doctor. It's usually the best way to go, okay? But I'm sure it's nothing, but it's important to get that checked out and treated. And then you can create a better lifestyle plan from there, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Don't forget, check us out on the web, and don't forget Facebook and Twitter there as well. What are you dealing with? If it's heart disease all the way down to weight loss, or maybe you're dealing with anxiety or depression. Body can change, but you have to want to change. And the one thing that I've learned more than ever is that when you're changing your lifestyle choices, it changes everything. And it doesn't have to be too difficult, but it can get to a place where you really can win. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Curtis, you're with us next. How can I help?
Okay. I've got sort of a diabetic issues. I don't take anything, but I check my blood sugar. And for one example of issues, when I check my blood sugar at 125 several hours after I eat my lunch. So I'm pretty happy with that. And I think, all right, I'm going to not eat again until morning, until after. I'm not going to eat again through the night. I'm not going to eat dinner. And doggone, if my blood sugar is not higher afterwards, it was like 135 after it was 125 18 hours before. And right. I'm expecting it to go down below 100. That's kind of what I was shooting for, but it's always higher in the morning, it seems like.
Well, yeah, and because you've been fasting as well, but what does your diet look like? Does somebody have you on a specific eating plan?
No, I've sort of been reading up and learning, and I'm cutting out a lot of my carbs, no more potatoes and corn products. I'm doing pretty good. I'm eating healthier generally, more fruits, and trying to. And I started taking some cinnamon and chromium picolinate lately. Seems to be helping some, but my A1C is not too bad. I guess it's you know, the first one I ever had was 8.7. I got serious at that point, and I got it down to 6.8 by just diet and exercise.
That's great.
Yeah, so I don't know how bad. I mean, the first thing the doctor wanted to do when he saw 8.7 was start writing a prescription. And I said, wait a minute. And
hold on a minute.
Pardon?
Yeah, I said, hold on a minute. Don't be writing that prescription that fast.
That's right. So I read Sugar Buster's book, and it was pretty interesting about learning things. So I thought I could do it with diet and exercise. And I'm still struggling, though, with because when I go get a annual blood draw at my work, one of the things they say don't eat, and one of the things that pops up on me is, which initially got me checking on it, was my fasting blood sugar was over 100. And every time it shows up. So I don't know. I thought it would go down. If I don't know if that means a certain thing about what type of diabetes I may have or not.
Well, it just means how your body overall is handling insulin and your blood sugar. So, you know, the reality is you just got to figure out, okay, what kind of game plan am I on as far as a lifestyle plan goes, and what do I need to do? So the game plan that you're on right now is better than what you used to be doing, but it may not be working all the way, okay? So are you eating 3 or 5 times a day?
I overeat when I eat usually. but
what is your height and weight?
I'm about 6 feet. I weigh 190.
Okay.
And I've lost, when I initially started getting serious about it, I lost 25 or so pounds because I got a lot of the exercise going and started cutting out.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think you need to come to a place where you start looking at your food, maybe you go up to the next level. I mean, you've already dropped, you know, a good amount of weight, which is fantastic. But you get to a place also where you say, okay, I want to go to the next level living, and that's where you begin to jump in and look at eating 3 meals a day and a couple of snacks in between. Small meals, small portions is your better way to go. You'll be able to regulate your weight a lot easier. It'll stabilize your blood sugar levels, which is what you're looking to do. I mean, actual food can begin to do that and begin to work for you. Because, you know, the meals that you eat and the choices you make right now, things are either going to work for you or against you. And with diabetes at any level, even in the early stages, which is what yours seemingly is, you know, it's about coming up with a game plan. The cinnamon and the chromium is great. Alpha lipoic acid is another really, really good one that can help. And a lot of good research on it, studies on it. Vanadyl sulfate's been around for a long time. That may work, but for some people it can lead into a neurotransmitter instability and kind of cause depression. So you have to be a little bit careful with that. But yeah, you're on the right track, no doubt. 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between, and even when you're not that hungry, get something small of a snack and drink half your body weight in water. Those are kind of the rules of thumb. Do you have any paresthesia? Has any of that started at all? Any numbness or tingling in your hands or feet?
Sometimes I'm worried about my feet. I kind of wonder if they're tingling or they seem like they may be numb. That kind of concerns me.
So you are feeling some numbness?
Pardon?
You are feeling some numbness?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes, and I'm a little concerned about that because I'm not sure what that means exactly, but that may be my back issue. I got some lower back issues there, but I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, there's always, with diabetes comes a B6 deficiency, vitamin B6, pyridoxine. So you might want to look into something like that. And also, with diabetes that you have to look at, it, even at the pre-diabetes phase, you know, just in the beginning, you always want to make sure that you get the nervous system checked out just to make sure it's not plainly a structural issue. And what I mean by that is, like you're saying you have low back pain, well, the nerves that come out of the lower back go down in through the legs into the feet and toes. And so if you've got, you know, an issue there, you want to get it checked out for sure and get it worked on. So a chiropractic physician usually is a great way to go to get things worked on, because it's a non-surgical approach, and they're going to give you real good thoughts. Now, physical therapy can be helpful. If a DO, an osteopathic physician, still is doing some manipulation, then you might want to go their route as well. And you know, again, let them do their thing and see how that responds. Because most people that don't, they don't really start getting the neuropathies until blood sugar stays high over a long period of time. If you catch it pretty quickly and start getting it controlled like you did, then they usually don't have any issues. So it may just be coming from the back. It may just be coming from the lower back area, and that may be something that someone has to take a look at. That's one thing I would definitely look into. Because if it's a structural issue, you can, you know, again, that can be corrected pretty easily. You get the right kind of person working on it that really gets it, and shouldn't be an issue at all. All right? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to getwellradio.com. Nutmeg is our food for the day, brought to you by Earth Fair. And nutmeg is just amazing. And I love talking about the different spices, which are considered foods and at some level. And they just... they're amazing at what they can do for your overall health. So let's get into some of those, of what they can do. It's considered to be like a brain tonic. They say during ancient times, the Roman and Greek civilizations used nutmeg as a type of brain tonic. This is because the nutmeg can effectively stimulate the brain. As a result, it can help eliminate fatigue and stress. So if you're suffering from anxiety or depression, nutmeg may also be a very good remedy. It can also improve your concentration so you can be more efficient and focused at work or school. Really good for pain relief, too. It's been an effective sedative for a long time. In fact, nutmeg is a staple in ancient Chinese medicine. The Chinese use the spice to treat inflammation and abdominal pain. Use nutmeg if you're suffering from achy joints, muscle pain, arthritis, sores under ailments, and the like. To relieve the pain, you can apply nutmeg oil to the affected areas. Very, very interesting. Something else that's really good for is indigestion. So if you suffer from digestion issues like diarrhea, constipation, bloating, flatulence, etc., the nutmeg oil relieves stomach aches by removing the excess gas from your intestines, and the nutmeg can also boost your appetite. Bad breath? Well, halitosis is what we call it. Its antibacterial properties of nutmeg make it amazing. So you probably know that bad breath is usually called by the buildup of bacteria in your mouth, but nutmeg can rid your mouth of these bacteria. It's the reason why nutmeg is a common ingredient in many brands of toothpaste. If you flip it over, you'll see that. It's also used to treat gum problems and toothaches. The liver and kidney cleansing and purification. So purification is an important factor of good health. Diet, pollution, stress, and tobacco, and medications, and other external substances, including stress, by the way, can lead to the buildup of toxins in your organs. The liver and kidneys are the two organs where this toxin builds up. And as a tonic, nutmeg can also clean your liver and kidney and remove them. So with kidney stones, also really good. Nutmeg is known to be effective. And with liver and kidney issues, when you get them completely cleansed, of course, they function better. Skin care is really big for nutmeg, too, so I find really interesting. So you can put the nutmeg oil over blackheads and acne and clogged pores and can make a difference. It's also good for acne scars. If you have acne scars, nutmeg oil can help make your scars look less noticeable. What you need to do is mix some nutmeg powder with some honey to make a paste, which you can apply to the acne marks. Very, very interesting. It's also good for a sleep aid. If you have difficulty sleeping at night, drink a cup of milk with some nutmeg powder. It will help you achieve relaxation and will induce sleep. It's phenomenal to see what foods can actually do to the body. Remember, foods can either bring health to the body or take health out of the body. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week
to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Oh,
888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Scripture for the day, Psalm chapter 31, or 63, verse 1. Oh God, you are my God, earnestly I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water, there you are. Powerful. Eight scary things lurking in our food supply. You want to hear about them? I'll tell you about them. Arsenic in the root vegetables and chicken. This is just crazy. The things that we're finding in our food supply that we think are healthy and may not be so healthy. So here they are. The arsenic in the root vegetables and chicken, scary sounding things, of course. But arsenic, heavy metals like lead and arsenic, can be found in trace amounts in any produce that's grown within the soil. The heavy metals are naturally occurring in the soil. But therefore, the ginger root may have some traces of arsenic and other metals, while corn would unlikely have any. Naturally occurring organic arsenic poses little threat when consumed in such trace amounts. However, inorganic arsenic, which has been shown to be carcinogenic, has been found in chickens and traced back to a drug called 3-nitro used by poultry producers. And that drug was recently removed by the market. Acrylamide in microwave popcorn is a chemical that's formed from sugars in the amino acid asparagine in some foods, such as snack foods, and requires high-temperature cooking. Like microwave popcorn, it can also form during frying, roasting, and baking. According to the FDA, acrylamide has probably always been present in our food supply, but was also first detected in 2002. It's been commonly used in plastics and, of course, can be extremely dangerous with cancer in high doses, and also can lead to nerve damage. Beetles in the red food coloring. Well, one food dye that causes a stir is a juice made from beetles to color certain products. Although the idea of eating a bug extract may sound gross, it's actually thought to be safer and healthier than some previously used red food dyes that turned out to be carcinogenic. There's not a ground up beetles in the food being processed, but rather it's the color that's extracted and virtually sterilized. This really has come out of customer demand, and most customers do not want to eat fruit that is considered ripe color. For example, cherries found in canned fruit are actually gray in color, and most people would not want to eat gray cherries, me being one of them. So 10 salts in canned pineapple. Check this out. Canned pineapple contains 10 salts to help maintain the vibrant yellow color. Though they're not really food preservatives in the traditional usage, the natural acids found in the pineapple actually cause the can into releasing the can to detin, releasing 10 salts into the syrup or packing liquid, allowing pineapple to maintain its bright color. But of course, it's a food safety issue, as they're saying now, because the acid can be linked to cancer. So a little bit scary there for sure. Ammonium sulfate is found in bread. So you bread lovers, another reason to drop the bread habit a long period of time. Ammonium sulfate is commonly used. It's a nitrogen-based fertilizer. It's also used in processed bread to help yeast react and turn bread brown. Cole said the FDA considers ammonium sulfate in trace amounts to be safe for consumption, but is listed in the FDA code of register. If you want to err on the safe side, then check the ingredient labels at the supermarket and go online for nutritional information from fast food chains to help avoid the food preservatives and additives. Sodium benzoate in soda, well, it's been there for a long time, but it's used in beverages, and it's one that has been associated with increased cancer risk, raising food safety questions. Coles explained that sodium benzoate becomes carcinogenic because of a chemical reaction within the soda in the can itself. It's also thought that the sodium benzoate can break down and potentially produce benzene, which is a carcinogen, in the presence of the acid form of the beverage and heat. On a positive note, he adds, the makers of 7-Up recently changed their formulas to remove sodium benzoate. So if you're a 7-Up fan, you know, just be careful with the sweetener and the sugars. Cysteine in the baked goods and in the pet food. So cysteine is an essential amino acid that's abundant in skeletal and connective tissues, hair, and digestive enzymes, as well as cow horns, feathers, and animal skeleton structures. However, cysteine is used as a dough conditioner in baked goods, and as an additive in some human and pet foods. Cysteine has a food safety status by the FDA, but the food industry doesn't add cow horns, feathers, or animal skeletons to the product formulations, thank goodness. However, it is derived from those and considered to be toxic. It's interesting. Silicon dioxide in seasonings. Now, also, this is on the warning list by the FDA. They're saying in trace amounts is okay, and it's what helps the different powders and ingredients in certain mixes not clump. So without it, seasonings and flavorings that are applied to chips and cereals and all that sort of thing would begin to clump and, of course, not be as appealing. But the silicon dioxide can be derived from organic sources such as vegetables and grains. It just depends on the manufacturer and what they choose to use. But I think that's interesting. It really is. The things that are found in our food supply that we don't even know about and we don't think about build up over time. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Guy now. Hi, Guy.
With some bad nerves in my neck, what kind of supplements maybe I could use to help me rejuvenate my shoulders and all, because I've lost like 75% of the muscle in both my shoulders. I'm losing weight all over my body. And beat like a horse, but it just doesn't seem to help much.
Yeah, it's the fish oil and the omega-3 fats are really important for the nervous system. And also vitamin B6 is also key, I mean critical, for overall function in that way. But I would go to, for the other aches and pains, go to a physical therapist, even an osteopathic physician or chiropractic physician. The nervous system has to be worked on a regular basis to really reach your peak levels and reach optimal wellness. Okay, hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.